USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. One of Danny's attorneys, Sean Holly, says that they've been reviewing the transcripts of the trial, and they claim to have identified a number of significant evidentiary and constitutional points they will address in briefs to both state and federal courts moving forward with an appeal. House Judiciary Chair Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, announced yesterday that he's launching an inquiry into Special Counsel Jack Smith's office over accusations of prosecutorial abuse. Jordan reported he's launched an inquiry into Jay Bratt, one of Smith's senior prosecutors and top aides, over allegations that Bratt improperly pressured Stanley Woodward, the lawyer for Trump aide Walt Nauta, who was convicted by the special counsel. The letter to Smith alleges Bratt improperly pressured Woodward by implying that the administration would look more favorably on his candidacy for a judgeship if his client cooperated with the special counsel. The Department of Justice declined to comment on the allegations. USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Folks in Copenhagen, Denmark are calling it the gold find of the century. A Norwegian man thought his metal detector reacted to chocolate money buried in the soil. Turned out to be 9 pendants, 3 rings, and 10 gold pearls for real. 51-year-old Erlen Bohr found the booty on the southern island of Rennesøy. Under Norwegian law, objects before 1537 and coins older than 1650 are considered state property and must be handed in. A museum said the pieces were from AD 500, the so-called migration period in Norway, which runs between 400 and about 500 AD. James Comer, chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, suggests that a House impeachment inquiry into President Biden could come as early as the middle of this month. Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax.
The inquiry, I think that with the revelation of all these emails, you know, that Joe Biden was communicating with Hunter Biden about his business, about all of the corruption that he was involved in, I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back with a few of the Republicans that were a little nervous about going the route of impeachment inquiry. They realized that we need this tool to be able to win in court, because that's where we're headed. We've just about picked all the low-hanging fruit.
Today is officially National David Day. If your name is David, well, congratulations to you. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Shane Trees, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.